This Saturday is election day in Bosnia. Some international organizations want to postpone the vote. They are worried that Muslim war refugees might not be safe going back to towns now controlled by the Serbs. Today, Muslim, Serb, and Croat leaders approved a plan to bus the refugees across former front lines to vote. These elections are among the most complex and controversial ever attempted. The Dayton Peace Accord planned for the elections to reunify Bosnia, but the nationalist parties who want to keep Bosnia divided are using the elections to serve their purposes. From Sarajevo, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
It seems sometimes there are two totally separate elections scheduled to take place here this Saturday. Robert Froehlich, the U.S. diplomat in charge of election preparations, has his own idea what the Bosnian elections will mean.
These elections are the pivotal event in the peace process. They are the principal means for bringing the people of the country back together again.
Froehlich, at a briefing here today, was talking about the election's establishment of a multinational parliament for Bosnia and a collective Bosnian presidency. Those are Bosnia-wide institutions with Serb, Croat, and Muslim representatives. Lilia Peric, a political candidate for the Serb Unity Party, sounded like she had another election in mind last night when she spoke at a campaign rally in the town of Bjelina on the Serb-controlled side of Bosnia. On September 14th, she says, we will create the Serb Republic as a Serbian state. Then, she says, we'll be able to decide who runs this country and who will live in it. Peric and most other Serb politicians ignore the parts of the Bosnia peace plan that call for joint institutions. They do not mention that their Republika Srpska, or Serb Republic, according to the peace plan, is linked with a Muslim-Croat federation under a unified Bosnian state. Anthony Borden is director of the London-based Institute for War and Peace Reporting.
The Bosnian Serb voter is really hearing one fundamental message, which is that this election will confirm the state status of Republika Srpska, its status as a state.
Borden's institute is monitoring the campaign rhetoric in Bosnia. He argues that Serb candidates can use the upcoming election to put a stamp of legitimacy on their desire for an independent Serb state in Bosnia.
You are in an internationally organized and therefore quote-unquote democratic process. So it is seen as some kind of final hurdle, and it will be legitimized in a final way as such. That's the real concern.
Residents of the Serb Republic do not hear Western diplomats explain the Bosnia peace agreement negotiated last year at Dayton, Ohio. They get much of their information instead from Serb television commentators who tell their viewers that the Serb Republic will soon be a sovereign state.
Verovatno da istorija evropske I svetske demokracije.
An election editorial that ran this summer on Serb television is a good example. The commentator criticized proposals to allow parties from the Muslim-Croat Federation to run candidates in the Serb Republic. In the history of the world, the commentator said, going back to ancient Greece, no one has heard of political parties from one country run for elections in another country. That broadcast, with its suggestion that the Serb Republic is a separate country, prompted a complaint from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, which is overseeing the elections. But Serb candidates continued to tell Serb voters that this Saturday's election will give them a chance to establish a Serb state. This morning, Robert Froehlich went personally to complain about the statements to Biljana Plavšić, the acting president of the Serb Republic.
We have more than once expressed our concerns about this and rejected any allegations that somehow Republika Srpska is headed toward sovereignty. It was exactly in this context that I discussed the question with Ms. Plavšić and indicated that such statements go too far and are not acceptable.
The Bosnian government has filed a formal protest with the OSCE, charging that the Serb campaign statements contradict the Dayton Agreement. The OSCE will rule on the complaint later this week, but it is unlikely to affect the election. In Sarajevo, I'm Tom Gelton.